And that's Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, starting Beis HaHashem, the third page. Hamafkid, Eitzel Chaveiroi, Beheime, Oikelem, a person gave a pikodon to his chave, Beheime, Oikelem. Vinignevu, Oishavdu, and they were either stolen or lost. And Poshet was speaking about a Shema Chinam. And he had an alternative to pater himself from Tashlumim by swearing that it was Nignav or never. And he chose to reimburse the Mafkid. Shilem v'lei rotza l'shova. So he decided to pay the Mafkid. And he wasn't interested in patering himself with a shvur. Shrei omru, shrei machinam nishba v'yoytze. He had this opportunity, he had this alternative to swear. And he decided to pay. Nimtza haganet. And later the ganef was found. Mishalem tishlume kefil. So a ganef that is found pays kefil. Tovach umocha, mishalem tashlumi abo v'chamish. Lami mishalem, who does he pay the Yisroim tashlumim, the keifo and the dalet v'hei, lami shapikot netzloi. He pays to the nifkat, that means we'll see in the sugya that the Mafkit is a gewaldike hakoras hatoiv to the nifkat by reimbursing him. So therefore, if there will become about revochim from this pikodon kefil dalet vehei, so he was maknet to him the kefil. How this hakno came about, we'll see as the sugya progresses. But he's makim the kefil and the dalet vehei as a gesture of akoras hatoiv that he had paid him when really he could have sworn and he would have been potter and then he would not have to lose any money. So as akoras hatoiv, he's makim the kefil and dalet vehei. Nishba v'leirotza l'shalom. But what is if he swore, he went with the letter of the law, he swore, and he wasn't interested in paying. Nimsa ganef mishalem tashlumei kefil. Tova chamocha mishalem tashlumei abo v'chamisha. Lemi mishalem lebala pikodin. Then he pays the kefil and dalet vehei to the bala pikodin. Zot rashi hamafkid v'leirot alishova shvue shoimrem. Which is shaloi poshabo, v'shaloi sholach voyad. So he didn't want to swear these two shvuas. Shoyeyocha lifto b'shvuazu. He could have patted himself from tashlumim by swearing the shvua. Shrayamru lemi shapikodin etzle. The kibin the shilein, since he paid on his own accord. Kone kol tashlumel, so he's kone the tashlumim that comes with this pikodon. B'gemara meforesh taima how this works. Let us start the gemara. Lomalei lemisne beheime v'lomalei lemisne keilem. So the gemara says tzriche. Ditone beheime hava amine beheime demakna lekfeile. Mishum denofesh tilcho layule lafuka. That means this nifkat, besides being a fine person by deciding to pay for the pikodon, he did other toivis, accepting shmire of the behemoth, which involves a tirche, la yule, la fuke, so all this the mafkid takes into consideration, so he takes in consideration that what the nifkat was tereyach with his behemoth, and he generously paid him after it got stolen. So then he's makne him. So now if there's revochim that come through the behemah gnuve, he's makne to him. Avol kelim delay nafish del chayu. Of a kelim, there's not such a big tichus. He's not so much indebted to him. Taka did a teiva that he paid him for the keli hagonav, but I would think that alone is not a sibe that he should be maknim kefil. Eimolay maknolay kvela. Vitane kelim, and if the Mishnah would have told us kelim, havamine kelim udekamaknolay kvela mishum dlay nafish kiflayim. That means he's makne kefil because the revach is not so enormous. It's only double the amount. No. So then he's makne the kefil. Avol behemah dechitovach umocha mishalim tashlumi dalet vehei. Eimol I makne lekfeila. Then I would think he's not makne the kefil because this is a tremendous revach that came about. So akoras hatoyva hina abar al kaponim, so much to be mavata, I would think he doesn't do such a thing. So that's why the Mishnah is telling us the Chiddush that b'sai behem and b'sai kelim, if shilem v'leirotzeli shova, is maknim the kefil. Let us see Rashi. The maknale kvele abaylem maknim l'shoyma kefil ha'osid l'shtale k'dama l'kamon that when he gave him over the behemoth to watch, there was a mutual understanding, even though it wasn't spoken out. This anansadi shim tigonev v'yirtze v'yishalem, if it will be stolen, he'll want to pay, ye kefil shaloi, that he'll acquire the kefil. Eima lemakna lekvela lemostele mitchila al menas came because he wasn't mahanim so much, or maybe the other way, he's only maknim kefil by kelim lenofish kiflayu shein boim lidei abo b'chamisha shein aneheges elo b'sher v'se bilva. Zok the Gemara weiter. Maskif lo Rami Bachome. Fact Rami Bachome, but the Setzim Aloche, the Mishnah is Megalotos, there's an Ansadi, that the Mafkid is Merutze, to be Makne, the Revochim, the Kefil, the Dalet Vehei, to the Nifkad, if it's Shilim v'leirot Lishova. So Rami Bachome asked on the Mishnah, when Oda Makne Dove Shilay Baloilom. But how does this kinyan work? That means we say that when he gave him over the pikadon, there was an understanding that if it'll be stolen, they'll be careful. He's makne to him. So the Gemara understood that the hakno is when he gave it over to him. And so then it's adovish loy b'loylam. The careful was not in the possession of the mafkid. So how could the mafkid be maknehim the kefil? Ba'afilu l'rameya dama oda makneh dovish loy b'loylam. Afilu rameya that holds that a person could be makneh dovish loy b'loylam. Hani mili ki goin peres deko davidi da'osu. That rameya holds that a person can be makneh peres deko. That means he's makna the peiris of a dekel, which as yet did not grow. Ze can make a maise kinyan on the peiris or asidim ligodl. But there is a maila of avidu da'osu. That means it's shriach that they will grow. Avol hocha miyema de migneve. But over here, this whole revach that the mafkid is makna to the nifkad is a revach that's very doubtable if there, this revach will ever come about. There's so many miyemals. Miyemal, the migneve, who says it'll ever be stolen? That you'll find the ganev. So the Baal will stop with this kasha. So this was a kasha of Rami Bar Chome. So how can there be akno on kefil, which is not avide da'osu? The lumdis of avide da'osu could be, there's a Muki Yosef in Ezer Neshech. The Muki Yosef in Ezer Neshech says one of the problems of to be makna adovo shaloi bo lo'ilam, one of the problems is that there's no smichas das, there's no gemiras das. That means in every maise akinyin, one needs that there should be a sincerity from both stodim. That means he's makne and thus. But if we're talking about chaloimes, dumyoines, that if it'll be stolen, and we'll find the ganef and other cheshbonos, so he's makne the kefil. This thing, it's le'avide da'ose. So since between you and me, both stodim don't think that it'll ever will occur. So there's no gemiras das, there's no smichas das. So there, I feel according to Rameya, peiris dekel is avide da'osu. So memela there, there's gemiras das and the hakno. But over here, there's no gemiras das. So that is pshat in the gemara's kasha. Let us see Rashi. Maskiv lo rome, amasnisin kometam. How can it be makdam the kefil shadayin loy nischayev by ganav? The ganav wasn't mechuyev yet in kefil. Vafilu l'ramei edom abhekim ol dekdushin. Hared mekodeshes liyom enash sheiz gayev. He says, Rashi had a problem over here that there's no ramei that speaks about makne peiris dekel. Peiris dekel is a gemara later, a machlokes Ravun and Rav Nachman. Rameya is speaking about perhaps a similar case. If a goy was mekadesh and isha, and the kedushin should be chal al menashe is gaya, or al menashe shetis gairi. So we have to understand, some pshat is like this, that the Maisa Kedushin is done now. The Goy is giving the Isha money, or a Yid is giving a Goyte money, a Menashet is Gairi, but there can't be any Chalais Kedushin. And an Isha can't get married to a Goy, and a Goyte can't get married to a Yid. So Pshat is that we're making the Maisa Kedushin now, that when there will be a Yid, you should get married to that Yid. Or when you'll become a Yidin, you should become married. So we are making now a Maisa Kedushin on Adovo Shaloi Baloilo. The Yid is not here yet. The Yid that's going to acquire the woman is not Boilom yet. Or the Yidin that's going to become an Ashes Ish is not Boilom yet. She'll become a Giyayra, she'll become a Ger. Afal Pikein Rameya holds other Makta Dovah Shalei Baloilo, that you can make such a Maisa Kinyin. Hareyat Mekadeshes Liyamanashe Eskayir Ikele Migma Minei. And so from this din that Rameya holds, that this Mekadeshes Ikele Migma Mino Meiche Peiris Tekel Lechaveiroi Ad Shalei Baloilo Dif Ligo Bo Ravunem Rav Nachmu Lekama Beiseh Neshech. But there it's the avidu da osu garsinon, it's shriach that it will occur, it will come. But over here, miyema, the migneva, she'osid lehiganev, that it will be get be will be gigamvit the likne lekeifel, that he should be maknim keifel b'shas mesire, when he gave him over the behemah. So he's maknim the keifel. The keifel is dependent on so many miyemers miyemah. The mignavid will get stolen. We'll find the ganef. The ganef will be chayiv keifel. It won't be made a beknas. The al kolchoch, Narashi says that who says the hakno is then? Maybe that knows later. So Rashi says no. Dal kolchoch mishas mesire boi laknuye. Mishas, when the mafkid gave over to the nifka, the pekoten, he was then maknim the keifel. Shemoshcho mimenu almenas kein, that he was moishach, the pekoten, almenas, that if eventually there'll be a keifel, I should be kind of the keifel. So the Meister Kashe, it's not avide da'ose. L'chayre, we have to understand, according to Rashi, Rashi says the kinyan is v'shas mesire, that moshcha mimenu al menas kein. Now, we have to understand the meshiches hashemah is a meshiche that obligates the shema. That means shema has obligations. So in order that these obligations should be chal, you have to make a ma'isa kinyan. Like everything needs a ma'isa kinyan. So it makes a ma'isa meshiche. So this obligates the shema, whatever obligations he acquires with the shmira. Right? So that's, we need a meshiche to obligate the Shemer b'chiyuvei Shemra. But we have to understand, but what Maise Kinyan was done over here on the Kefil? I mean, here we need a hakno that the Mafkid is makne the Kefil, which he will eventually acquire. He's makne this to the Nifka. So the Gemara is a problem. It's like, b'loy limit l'vidados, fine, that's a problem. But al kaponim, besides this problem, where's their ma'isa kinyan b'chlal? Where was their ma'isa kinyan? On the keifel, it was only a kinyan that the shema made on the pekodin that obligated him b'shmiras ha-pekodin. But where was their ma'isa kinyan on the keifel that the mafkid is makna the keifel to the nifkad. Perhaps pshat and Rashi is in Chedusha Rav Shimon and Babakame Simon Chavov. Rav Shimon asks Akasha as follows: in every mekach and memka, so there are two chalokim. In the Mekech HaMemka, there's a transferal of bailus of the Chayfetz HaNimka, and then there's a Ischayvis of Tashlumim that the Lekech is Mechayv himself to the Moicha. The Moicha is selling the Chayfetz, and the Lekech becomes Nischayv to pay. Now, let us say a normal mechire that a lekeich makes a meshiche. So they speak out, I'm selling you this behemoth for $1,000. Right? We have to make a ma'isa kinyan. So the lekeich is meshach the behemoth. Right? After he's meshach the behemoth, now the meicha comes over to the lekeich and says, no, you owe me $1,000. So the lekeich says, put it over. I don't think it's worth $1,000. I'll give you $500 for it. She said, what do you mean? You said $1,000? No. I said, ain't you lot tzaddik? No, I'm not a tzaddik. But was there a ma'isa kinyan, a ma'is chayvis? But did you make a kinyan that I said I'll pay you $1,000? I said, no, I changed my mind. You can schlep me to court on the bame. I made a mice kinyan, but on the amount that we spoke out, you can. I'm a chuyif to be mekayim. That what I said. And the din is not like that. The din is he owes him $1,000. So where was there a mice kinyan? So Rav Shimon says, I yesod, the chol shen nigma, be'eze ma'isek inyin al iker ha'esek, that means this is an esek with protim. That means this is a mekech ha'memke, this is a transaction, and there's conditions. I'm selling you the behem on the condition you'll give me $1,000. So chol shen nigma be'eze ma'isek inyin al iker ha'esek, that on the maisa, there was a maisa kinyan alika haisik, which is a transfer of violence, oz mahani kol hanitbar beinayim bamir lechut. This is a prat in the maisa kinyan. I sold it to you. I didn't sell it to you. I sold it to you to get paid a certain amount of money. So that was spoken between both of them, between both Balei Dvorim. That is chal, because if on the Iker Isaac there was a Maisik Inyim, so the Protim HaNidbar Vineyim Bamir Lechud is also chal. So I think that is Pshat HaRashi, that Rashi says that means I became a Shomer, the Kabbalah Shmira, that he made a Maisik Inyim, not the Kabbalah Shmira. The Kabbalah Shmira, it brings with it obligations to watching and to paying, etc., etc. And also in this Kabbalah Shmira, there is an understood that if I'll go overboard and I'll pay and I won't swear, that in return you'll be makdami the kafel. So it could be you don't need a special Maisa Kinyan on this. Could be that's Pshat Rashi. And that is, the Mashiach alone is sufficient. Al Menas Kain, that was a Mashiach that these conditions should be kain. Now let us see Taisvis. Hamavkit is the legalsi oisha ovdoi. Mishum tabavei the leki kefil tesis has a murdike problem in the Mishnah. The Mishnah speaks a person gave up a cotton and it got lost, and then the Mishnah says shil meirotzel shova nimsa hagan if would he pay kefil to. Very good. That was the case when it was stolen. But the Mishnah mentions two cases. Aisha ofta it got lost. The case where it got lost, there's no flow in the Mishnah. It got lost, there's no ganef. So others were not geiris, aisha ovdoi. So then the Mishnah is good, we're only geiris. Amavki neitzah chaver abay mekele v'nignevu, shilam leirotzo lisho. There's a marshos kashem, the marshos wants to, he asks, he says, l'chayre, I have a tzir that it was lost, And the Zachir Kaiful. So what's Pshat? So the Kanariyim says Pshat the Masha. What's Pshat the Masha? Pshat the Masha is like this, that let's say, let us be Megashim Dinyim, that let's say we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is the Mafkit, Shimon is the Nifkat, and Shimon lost the Pekod, and Levi finds the Pekod. Now Levi finds the Pekodin, so Levi is a Shemer Aveda. Fine. Levi found the Pekodin. Now, all of a sudden, Levi found the Pekodin, so he puts an ad in the community connections that I found the Pekodin, and thus, the Bailam should come, pick it up. The Bailam comes to Levi, he says, Levi, you know, it seems I shouldn't have put in the community connections, because it seems Aganov also had the community connections. And Mamish, before you came, it was Gigambit for me. Finished. Sorry, Gigambit. Then, Venimtsa, Shu Amtsa, so, and he swears that it was Gigambit. The nimtzu shuatz my gomvoy. So he's a toy and tain is ganev ba'aveide. That means he's a shomer aveide. And he's a shomer aveide. And he was a toy and tain is ganev. He says it was nigna. And the later Adam see the it's by him. It's nishkishteigen, nishkifleigen. He was nimtzu shuatz my gomvoy. So there's a man the Yomar in Baba Kame that says a tain tain is gone baveide, you pay careful. So Memela we can have a Hechetimtze that through the Aveide it ended up with a Chiyiv Kevel. It was lost Ake and then someone else found it and the Shemer Aveide was a tain tain is gone. That's what the Masha asks. So Mamela we could have an Avdoi and the Zachiv Tashlumai Kaifu. That's the Masha's kash. So the Masha says about the Lashon Nimsa Haganet. Oops, doesn't flow. Nimsa Haganet. You could have an Aveda and a Chiyiv Kaifu, but Nimsa Haganet is not too good. Okay. So Kaponim, so because of this, others want Geiris Avdoi. V'yesh liyashik. Now, Taisu says that we could be gairus. Shekach toyin hanifkat. The nifkat said it got lost. Vachakach nimtza haganet. The nifkat said it got lost. And later, the nimtza haganet. So we have to understand this Taisu. So the Mishnah, we have to appreciate what Taisus is saying and then to understand what Taisus is saying. The Mishnah tells us two bavas. One bava, the Mishnah tells us that Amav Kideitza Chavere, Behema Kelem, Benignevu, was stolen from him. Nimzaganev. Second case, and like he said it was Nignav, that's the first case said it was Nignav. And then he paid, and the nimtza haganet. That's a portion of the case. Then the Mishnah tells us a second case. The Mishnah tells us a second case. Oisha avdai. The shomer tells us it was lost. What said it was lost? It was lost. He was walking middle of the street, and he had it in his pocket, and then later he looks in his pocket and there's a hole in the pocket and there's no thing. I lost it. He comes, I lost it. Right? And then that's what he says. And then Nimsa Ganev. So Nimsa Ganev is another story that Adam come and say that they watched in the house and they passed by late at night and they saw this person went and broke into the house and he stole it. Nimtza haganet. So he's telling us one maise, and then Nimtza haganet, there was another maise, and the Mishnah tells him, but he paid, Shila v'le rotza lishava, look, he gets the kefil. So it's a psalmot na maise, so why did the, we have to understand what is the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is telling us, hey, he said it was never, and really it was stolen, and you pay careful. I mean, what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? Moir de kishverkai. So the Mayonei Chochmah says, it's a moir de kishverkai. No, it's a moir de kishverkai. That, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that the nifkat said, I lost it. And Nifka tells us, I lost it. I was walking in the street, I had it in my pocket, and then I found there's a hole in my pocket. I lost it, mamash, I lost it. And Adam come and say that, no, it was Nignav, we saw, it was Nignav mi Bei Shema, we saw Nimtza haganet, right? So there's a dot, so the ganev gets a hold of a good lawyer, and he says, no, Adam saw he stole. Bezin says, you stole your chayef kefil. Fine. I'm chayef kefil. Who'd I pay kefil to? I pay to the shema. He's a tzaddik. He shilam l'rotz l'shova. Shema? The shema said it was lost. The shema said it wasn't stolen. Yerid with the Shemus, that he said it was lost. So it's lost. So it was lost. The Eidim said they saw me steal it. No, he does. Baldin Kimei Eidim told me. So, Vahalpi can you pay to the Shema? Ooh, so she told Shemur the Kirchidushim in the Mishnah. Says Amur the Kirchidush. That means the Skanef came with Amur the Kitaine. That means what Eidim said in Saganef, that I stole it and they saw and thus, but the Shema says it was lost. Vahalpi can. So, Tachmet Ake Fashtain, the Ganef tined it Amur the Kut. So why do you have to take a pay the shema? The shema is the zaydos spelled in. I once heard from Rav Chazan Zechayna Levroche, he said over the Zatoiswis and Baba Kama Dav Kufches Amad Beis the Ramaschel Tovoi, and from Toiswis it would seem the halacha of zaydos spelled in Kimeya Eidim Domi, that is a din zaydos spelled in, is davke if you moide lifnei baldin. I mean, I moide lifnei baldin, that is the din of eidos baldin. But if I was moide to someone else, not to the baldin, so that eidos has no chshivas whatsoever. That means, let's say, if Tosis is talking about a murdike case, that someone comes over to a shema, The shomer, something was stolen from the shomer. And then a person comes over to the shomer, and he tells the shomer, you know, I stole it. I'm the ganav. Tells this to the shomer. Fine. And later, the Bailam hears he's the ganav. He slaps him to Bezdin. Tells the Bezdin. He tells the Bailam, I never stole it. So what do you mean you told the shomer? Shomer, see? He's not the Bailam. So Amurdike Toisvis. So Toisvis says over there, there's no halacha v'idos baldin. That what he told the Shema. The Shema is not the baldogo. He's not the balachayfitz. He told the Shema he stole it. Fine. He told the Shema he stole it. But that does not have any chshivas of v'idos baldin. If he told the Bailam that he stole it from Shema, v'idos baldin. So now, so the Bailam can rechem with this. But that what he told the Shema, who is not a baldogo, So Mamela is a child if he is a Baldova, but Al Kapone, but if he's not a Baldova, he's not a Baldova, if the Shema is not a Baldova, so the Hidov, the Ganev, does not have a din of Hidov's Baldin. So Rav Chazan Zechayna Levroche said, so that's the same thing over here. And that means, if he would have been moited to the Ganev says, I didn't steal it, and he says, you're right, you didn't steal it, I lost it. So then they stuck it in the Vedos Baldin. But he didn't speak Bechal to the Ganav. He spoke to the Bailam. He told the Bailam, I lost it. So that doesn't have a Chshivas of Vedos Baldin Legabi the Ganav. That might say Vedos Baldin is the part of the Ganav. That the Ganav shouldn't have to pay kefil to him. The Ganav is his Baldovo. If we're speaking about, does the Ganav owe him kefil? Doesn't owe him kefil. He never was made to the Ganav. He was made to the Bailam. So therefore, there's no Ptur of Eidos Baldin. That's the Chiddush. So according to the first Pshat in Taisvis, the Nignavu means that the Shema said Nignavu, Oisha Ovdu, or the Shema said Ovdu, Ba'aval Pikin, the Silachi of Kefal. You don't say that the Hidos Baldin of the Shema should pater the Gana from Tashlume Kef. That's one pshat. Inami. Now Taisus wants to say a second pshat. V'nignavu does not mean that the Shema said Nignavu. Onu yoidim shenignavu mitoich beisoy. We know that it was stolen. Achin onu yoidim imposha. That means like this. The Nignavu means that two Eidim came to Bezdin and two Eidim said, we were outside at night. We saw that it was Gegambet. Two Eidim. Now, we have to understand if two Eidim came to Bezdin and told Bezdin we saw that it was Gegambet, so it's a close case already. So the Shemus is potter to pay. Mishnah isn't talking about that. The Mishnah says, Shilim b'relotz l'shove, he has to swear. I mean, if there's Edom, that say it was gigambit, so that would, our Mishnah isn't speaking about this case. So therefore Taisa says, no, no. The Edom say it was Nignabu. They don't know if the door was left open, or the Ganovim broke through the door. They saw how Ganovim went into the house and took out the chayfetz. But if it was Bipshias Hashem, or not Bipshias Hashem, it was the door locked or the door open, that they don't know. So Memele, so Venignavu, Edom are coming to tell us who was stolen, but the Shamer is not off the hook. I mean, the Bailam says, well, Edom says, Gagambit, what do you want from me? Yeah. But it could be you were Pesheya Bishmiloscha, and then you're Chayiv on this neighbor. So that's on the Mishnah. Venignavu, Anu Yaidim Shenignavu Mitech Beisoi. I don't know if he was Pesheya or not. So Memele, the Shomer has to swear. So that's the case of the Mishnah. So Shilam v'lei rotza l'shova, he's makdim the kefil. And Nishba v'lei rotza l'shalom, he's not makdim the kefil. So that's pshat in the Mishnah. That's not too bad. Oisha avdu. Now, there's a second case. The Mishnah says a second case. Sha'anu yoidim shenevad mimenu. Again, Edom come and say, anu yoidim shenevad mimenu. Ach lo yodinim imal yedei gneve, oya yedei dovaracha. Now, l'davoini, I don't understand this, sha'avdu, I can't figure out the tzir. That means two Edom come to Bezen. They say, we know it was lost. We know how it was lost, if it was gigamvit, or that we don't know. And so can you please tell me what do you know? The thing is very abstract. They know it was lost. They know it was lost from the Shema. But they don't know if it was lost to Gneve. If it was lost to Gneve, then the Shema doesn't have to swear it was lost to Gneve. But maybe it was lost through a different Eifim, that he will have to swear. And we don't know, but we know it's lost. I mean, how did this Yediyah is very difficult to picture what they do know, what they don't know. It's very unclear. They know they're telling Bezen something. So, L'davoini, I don't know what to say. Number one. And number two, then you also have to understand what is the Mishnah telling us. I mean, the Mishnah spoke out a new case. One case, Nignavu. Fine, that's a case. Edom told us it's Nignavu. And, but we don't know if it was Eidei Pshia or not Eidei Pshia, so he has to swear. So that's one case. A new case. So what does the new case tell? I feel we'll figure out what the case is. But what is this new case telling us? The two extra words in the Mishnah, Isha Avdu, a new case. What is the Chiddush of this case? Agavuchem, in this second Mahalach of Tosfos, that Edom is saying, Anu Yodim, the second shot, not that he's saying, Edom is saying, Anu Yodim, Shenigna, Mashallah. The Gemara says later, Daf Lamedala Domit Beis, that the Shema has to swear, Eine Bershusay. That means there's another Shvua that he has to swear, because Nachal HaMaisis, he's a tzaddik, and he pays, and he gives the mafke the money, and then, Loi Poshati, Loi Shalachdi, Boyat, but could be it's in his, it could be the pekodin is still by him. So he has to swear Eini Bershusay. This is a chiddush of Rav Huna. There's another shvu you have to swear. So the Mardur Basra asks Akasha, if it's speaking about that Edom told us, Nignavu, Isha Avdu, so we know clearly it's not by him. We have a problem, is he chayev, isn't he chayev? But, so, So it comes out like this, just like to be mamtik what the kash of the Madura Basra is. Rashi says this, and Dafna Medaldam is based a memra of Rafune that says he has this way in Ibishusa. So Rashi says Rafune is going on the Mishnah. Zuk the Madura Basra Taisus didn't learn that he's going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about a case that Adam told us clearly it's of the way Nignable. So he's talking about another case when you don't have Adam. That's what we have to say. Nignavu, who adin im amar poshati shakeful shaloi kida amar bigmore migu diboi poter nafshei bignev. Now, aluche de milse nokad nignavu shuregilois lita in dovo shuhu poter afarpi shuhu reitze lishalei. Now, let us understand what Taisvis asks and what Taisvis is answering. La halacha, the din is, let's talk about lemaisa. A person, a shema comes, and he comes to the Bailam and he says, your chayfetz was stolen. Stolen? How was it stolen? I left the door open and it was stolen. He tells him, I left the door open. Fine. So he's a peshay, he's mechuyev to pay. He says, I'll pay you, I'm paying you. Such a person, now they find the ganev. The mafkid is makna the kefil to the shema. Why? What's his tzitzkis, what's his godless? As a tachdemis. If he could have been, he had to be such a George Washington, he could have gone over and told the mafkid it was stolen, and he could have sworn it was stolen. I sure check out that. Well, listen, I mean, we're talking about big money over here, and he comes and says it was nignav bipshia. He tells the truth and he pays. The mafkid isn't a spoil. So such a case, the mafkid says, "No, if we'll find the ganef, you're gonna get the cape. Azat tzaddik, you're gonna get the cape. Fine. That's the halacha is like that. So that's the halacha. Fine. So now Taisvis has a murdike problem. Taisvis has a problem. So why did the Mishnah say nignavu? I mean, if the halacha is, let's say, according to the first lashon of the previous Taisvis, that nignavu means what he said. He said it was nignav. Fine. That's how Taisvis understood Pshat. He said it was nignav. The din is that a fellow, he said it was nignav bipshiyah, he's also kind of the kaifel. So why did the Mishnah speak about the Mishnah said a bigger chiddush. The Mishnah's talking about a poshet, the case, who was taken nignav, and he's a tzaddik, a lamed vav tzaddik. He says it was taken nignav, and I could swear, and I'd be potter, and, but I know you're gonna feel bad, and I don't want you should feel bad, I'm gonna pay you for it. Good, that's true. And the Bailam is, it's a, such a beautiful novel, and the Bailam is back in the cave, a beautiful story. With a happy ending. But Al Kaponim, why did the Mishnah should have told us a chiddush la loche, that the Shoima came and said it was nignav bipshiye, and the din is, and he says, I'm gonna pay you. And the loche is that the Bailam is makne kefil, because you didn't have to be such an honest person, and you could have said it was nignav, really nignav, and you could have sworn false, and I would have been left without a penny, and you're Elech, and you said the truth, and you paid. I'm not the case. So that's Taisvis Kasha. Why did the Mishnah say such a poshta case? The Mishnah should have said a Mama Chudishtika case. Not see that Taisvis anyway. Who adini Mama Poshati? Shakefo shaloi kedoma bigmar. There's a gemara later in Daf Lamed Aleph that says this. Migu di boy pota nafshe bignevi. He could have, he's still a tzaddik over here. He could have patted himself by saying that it was nigna. So memele, so that's Tosfos Kasha. So we have a problem. So why didn't the Mishnah say this thing? Alauche de milse nokat nignabu. Shuregiles litain dover shuhu pota afopi shuhu reitze l'sham. So the Mishnah, so let us just first understand what Tosfos is answering. So Tosfos is answering, yeah, that's not the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about a case that was Nignav Vipshiyah. The Mishnah is talking about such a case also. That's also a thing. But why does the Mishnah say that he said Nignavu? Well, I mean, if it's speaking about a case as Nignav Vipshiyah, because the regilis litain dabar shu potter apopisha reitzlosham. When a person is honest and he'll pay, because he knows he's chayef to pay, but to come to the bailim and tell him he left the door open and I have to tell him everything else. I mean, the bushes I'm going to get. I was a shema, and he told me, be careful, and I said, yeah, and then later I told him I left the door open, and then I'm going to pay. I mean, so the regilis is that a person that's honest is going to pay, and he will. He'll say that it was Nignav. Regilus litain dava shuhu pata afapi shuveitzel shalom. So Emerson, Eitzim Afoshi, a Talmud, he brings down a kasha. I mean, what's pshat regilus litain? It's sheker. It's nevis das. We're not talking about a maaseh shehoyu. You're talking about the Mishnah. So Tosfos says pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about it was Nignav Vipshiyah. It was Nignav Vipshiyah, so why doesn't say the Mishnah that he said it was Nignav Vipshiyah? No. A person doesn't say that. The Mishnah means it was Nignav Vipshiyah also. The Mishnah means, the Mishnah is being b'cholayv. The Mishnah is k'ilu k'olayv, and it was Nignav Vipshiyah. B'invoynes, it was Nignav. But the regilis is that, He won't say that. He'll say it was Nignav, and he's going to, even though he's up to paying, half of his shereitz al shalom, he'll tain elita in dover shu potter. So, I mean, what? It's sheker, it's maybe stars. So the oitza wants to say, about Hashem tzach, I mean, we have to, you're throwing the book at him, he's checking and he starts, but it's a bush also. So he answers it's a bush. So my chavrusa wanted a taine that it could very well be the Mishnah is telling us a murder kechidish. We hear in the Gemara of Chav Gimel Amud Beis that b'shloish dvorim atzur merabonas mishana v'diburoi. And what's the Mishana b'diburay? Bepurye, Tosfos says, if he slept on his bed, Shema Yira Boikeri, v'yiz gane. What with Var Sheker Tirchok? Vaistach ois, that if it, you don't have to be so straight, if it's going to be Nabushek, I'm not stealing anything from you. Agabuchet, I mean, the Charedim says, the Charedim says, peritalit, the mitzvah says the tluyis peper, mitzvah says the daver emes, afili b'mili da'alme, the leke b'udror de mamayne, shenema midvar sheker, mashma afili leke rak dibu ba'alme. That's true. Als the mitzvah says midvar sheker, you're not allowed to say a lie. Afal Pikei, the Gemara says there are certain things other Mishana B'diburoi. The Rambam says Mesechte, the Rambam, what's that Mesechte? That he's learning Mesechtes Nida. And someone asks him a Shaila Mesechtes Nida. He doesn't know to close Mesechtes Nida. He says, I'm learning Mikvois. So the Lechem Mishnah says, why are you learning Mikvois? Because he doesn't want to, he's going to ask him a Mesechtes Nida be in his bayish. So you're allowed to say, I'm learning Mikvois. You saw the Gemara said Nida, it has Mikvois also. I'm learning Mikvois. I'm not learning Nida, but it's Rekstam and Nida. But it's a Sheker. So Vaistach Ois, but there's no chiyuv to tell the to be so straight when it'll val gushes. So it could be that Baker Taisvis is saying that, I mean, according to this Mahalach and Taisvis, the Mishnah is speaking about such a case also. The Mishnah says what he says Nignabu is speaking about a case of was Nignab Vipshia. The Mishnah is speaking about all cases. Not that it means that it was Nignav. It could be it was Nignav Vipshia. But the Mishnah is saying, about the Regilis is that a person, he says Nignavu. The Allah is that it was Nignav Vipshia. But he says Nignavu. So it could be the Mishnah is telling us, you're allowed to say Nignavu. It's Regilis and you're allowed to say that. You're not Mechuyiv to, so he left the door open. So you have to, I mean, there's, You're not mechuyev to be mevazeh yourself. So it could be that is like a pshat in Tosfos. Rivon pirish the masnisa nami hochi pirushoi. No, that's good pshat the mishnah. Mishkaimish and nignavu bipshiye. Leirotza leishav ein veleirotza leishav leishekel. That's good for pshat in the mishnah. That, I mean, they say the problem. I mean, the Mishnah says, Nignavu d'Allah is a Nignavu b'Pshiyah. That's what it means. Nignav b'Pshiyah, he said it. Leirotza l'Yishova b'Sheker.